The Ides, Caesar's Murder and the War for Rome, by Stephen Dando Collins. Be sure to remember not how long was Caesar's life, but how short his reign. Brutus and Cassius, Caesar's chief assassins, in a 44 BC letter to Mark Antony. Author's note: millions of words have been written about Julius Caesar, but few, if any, modern accounts have delivered the violent and complex reality of his murder. With this book, I have striven to weed out the myths and the misinformation and lay bare the story of Caesar's murder as it happened, beginning as the conspiracy began just weeks before Caesar's death, detailing the crime and attempting to make sense of the chaotic aftermath, and ending with the death of the last of the murderers. I have long been surprised by how few historians have realized the part played by the religious festivals and customs of the day, with those events acting as both catalysts to the assassination plot and signposts of the turning points in Julius Caesar's last days. I have set out to show the influence those festivals and customs had on attitudes, timings, and events relating to the assassination. And finally, I have attempted to pass judgment on the victim, the assassins, and the assassination. My sources throughout are primarily classical texts, including the ultra-informative letters written and collected by Cicero. I would stress that all the conversations in this book are taken from dialogue or narrative in those texts. I have invented nothing. My special thanks go to my editor, Stephen S. Power, who commissioned this work, my New York literary agent, Richard Curtis, for guiding